Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Forced Hands-Free Orgasm. This file is for my pleasure, to manipulate your mind and your body to force it to orgasm without touch. You will simply listen and let the words wash over you, making your body do as I please. Every single moment in this file is carefully curated. It is designed to frustrate you, to deny you before I allow you that release, and of course to remind you of how different this release is from one where you do touch. And the release isn't for your pleasure. It is simply for me to see you squirm, to hear you moan, to feel you frustratingly build up and feel a release that may or may not be fun for you. In the end, that doesn't really matter, does it? Since it will be forced upon you. Now I could just count down and give the command, but what fun is that? This isn't only about the orgasm itself, about the release, about that moment when I snap my fingers and tell you to feel it happen. No, I'm going to dangle it in front of you like a delicious carrot that you will chase and chase until there's nothing left of your mind. And you will want it. You will want so badly to feel it. And yet, you'll want to be denied. To feel the delicious serving of sweet pleasure entertaining my will. You want to feel that tense arousal where everything becomes so sensitive that a single stroke in the right place would almost push you over the edge, even if you can't stand how powerfully it builds up over time. It's too much, too delicious, too strong. But you have no choice. No matter what I put you through right now, you'll just have to take it. Pleasure, arousal, wanting, needing, goes in waves. It is not a constant sensation. It is something that ebbs and flows over time, where the more deep in trance you go, the more you drop, the more you feel those sensations growing inside your body, as if the very meaning of trance itself is pure, deep pleasure, which I can deny you with awake, making you feel the want, the need to be hypnotized even more, to feel that pleasure grow again, to feel your mind slowly drip down deeper and deeper and deeper until it is no more than a pleasant mush of trancy thoughts and deep arousal. Sensitive, sweet, nice, almost innocent in how pleasurable it becomes, and then I wake you again, purely to see you more frustrated. You know what is going to happen. You know that by the end of this, you will have some form of release. But this isn't about that moment. It's about the whole journey, the dangling carrot before you get to eat. To feast. To feel the pleasure coursing through your body as if every heartbeat causes a little ripple of pleasure, pleasing, so good, feeling those flutters of desire spreading over all the sensitive parts of your body, anything rubbing against it, anything softly stimulating it causes more pleasure, desire, want and need, all perfectly orchestrated to what I want to see, what I want to hear, as you drop down deeper and disappear into a pit of pleasure and trance. So sensitive that every breath is pleasure, every thought is desire, every moment is a fire, fueling edge that wake can disappear just like that. And that feeling of how effortless it is for me to toy with your body and mind. That all of the pleasure that you feel, all of the sensations that become so real, are there for my entertainment. It pleases me to know that you are there squirming, deliciously worming your way into a deeper state of trance, almost but not quite dropping so deep that you become a mindless ball of pleasure, a floating cloud of arousal that fills your body completely. It's almost vibrating in certain places, tingling so deep that those pleasures just creep through you, inevitably causing you to react and show how good it feels more and more. Oh yes, it's all fun for me, because I can wake you and make you feel that frustration again, wanting to get back to that feeling, wanting to build up even higher. Because every drop is like an edge. Every drop is suddenly so strong, so much pleasure, so powerful. It's as if your whole body is being dipped into a warm bath of pure pleasure. Sweet arousal that wraps around every part of your body that is capable of feeling pleasure building up. And it just gets stronger. Every gasping breath just pulls you deeper into that pleasure. Every sensation that shivers down your spine causes even more ripples of need, want, seeding that edge, fueling that fire, getting so close that if I were to say the word, it would end in an explosion of pure, bright pleasure. Wake. Another awareness of how deep you fell just before. The frustration that you want more, more. Maybe I shouldn't speak. Keep you dangling here on the edge of trance, awake but not quite, frustrated at a height that feels so good. It's all for my pleasure. And I wonder if I could measure your frustration, your almost angry need for that release, that almost palpable pleasure, feeding, fueling, needing, trickling from the back of your mind down your spine like a delicious waterfall, ending down between your legs where there is a center, a sensation, a creation of something beautiful, like a sun, a supernova wanting to be born, a powerful explosion of pleasure that wants to be released. It's so beautiful, it feels so good, it feels so strong. And when I allow you to drop again, it feels even better. The more blank your mind becomes, the more your body is fueled with an impossibly strong sensation. Sweet sexual build-up, edging that just keeps going on forever in waves as you wake. And that gets stronger every time. That smile on your lips as you know it's all for my pleasure, while you are being dipped in and out of a pool that just seems to grow around you in intensity, brighter, stronger, hotter, deeper, harder, wetter, so much pleasure as you drop in. And give in, surrender to every part of your body that needs it so badly, whether you want it or not. Right now, you need it because I tell you to need it. You want it because I make you want it. The release, the powerful, wonderful, impossible sensation of being pushed over that edge with no choice in the matter, with no other option but to comply. And wake, and feeling that frustration even stronger, almost crying with anger, almost seething with need, wanting to drop back and feeling so good once more, so intense. It just gets better and better. Every part of it is a delicious torture towards an edge that you cannot control. And maybe you'll want this to last forever, to be over and over, dipped in and out of trance, towards and away from pleasure, only for it to grow. But you can't, because I will make you orgasm. I will make you fall over that edge. By the time you want it to stay forever, I am going to force you. And yet, you don't know when, where, how, what. All you know is that you want to drop deeper, fall further into that state where the pleasure is everything, where your mind is only capable of thinking, feeling, knowing pleasure. And you want more. You need more. You crave more. No matter how close you get to the edge, you want more. It is almost razor thin, that edge just before the release. So difficult to balance on it and not fall off either side, because one way leads to a loss of pleasure where you wake and you feel frustrated. But you want to drop on that edge, you want to dance on that edge even more. You want to feel it almost cut. And yet, you stand on it, dance on it, balance on it, just barely knowing that the slightest push, the lightest little stroke could send you flying over, falling into the other side where there is an explosion waiting, a tsunami of desire, a wonderful fire that could explode into a supernova. But it won't, not yet, not until I say so. You want it, you need it, you crave it. But you also don't. You can't stand this build-up. You can't hold on to anything as it is all without touch. You have no choice but to fall deeper and deeper into that endless pit of pleasure, that wonderful hypnosis trance, kneading, falling, fleeting. And you are there, balancing on the edge, needing, craving, being so close you can feel your body tingling, vibrating, needing, being so close, almost quivering right there, shivering so deep with a cold heat that needs to be released. It is building up so powerfully, so strongly. You can feel your heart, you can feel the beat, you can feel your breath filling the heat. Every part of your body is ready, and your mind just wants more. It doesn't want to fall over the edge, but it knows it has no choice. It knows it must obey. It must follow. It must please, and it feels so good, so unready for the release, and yet, no, not yet. So close, so frustrating, almost there. It would be so easy and unfair if I wake you now. But it feels so good to be controlled and manipulated, so you drop right back down, so deep on that edge, so unreal, beautiful, a dream. And you are right there. I am going to count down, and you have no choice. Even the countdown will feel deliciously frustrating. 10, because every count is another step closer. 9, where you have no choice. 8, where you will be forced. 7, so very close. 6, so good. 5, on the edge, and you need it. 4, you want to stay. 3, you need to fall over. 2, it feels so good. 1, so close, and come for me. Feel it release in that explosion as you come so deep for me. As you feel the wave, the tsunami fill you over and over again, until there is nothing left of you, and all that pleasure streams out of you, as the waves slowly return to the ocean. So good. It's almost too quiet afterwards, but the frustration, that need, is still there. And it feels so good to be forced. It will build up again and again. In a moment, this file will end. If my voice follows, you'll have to remain in this delicious, depraved depth. Otherwise, you'll return to the land of the waking, aware of what just happened and how powerless you were. Enjoy.